The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1969, the Apollo 11 crew finally got to leave their quarantine trailer, which had been their home for 3 weeks since returning from the moon. Only two more lunar landing crews would be stuffed into quarantine upon return to Earth. In 1973, with Skylab's first crew having salvaged the first American space station, NASA quietly canceled plans for a backup station which was already under construction. The backup Skylab was sent to the National Air and Space Museum, while the first and second stages of its Saturn V rocket can now be seen in New Orleans and Houston. The second Skylab mission, or Skylab B as NASA called it, was planned to be an international meeting place in space, usable by Apollo or Soyuz capsules or the Space Shuttle, but the International Space Station would have to wait another quarter century to happen. In 1998, Russia launched Soyuz TM-28, carrying a crew of three to the Mir space station. One of the cosmonauts, Sergei Avdeyev, began a stay aboard Mir that lasted over a year. Avdeyev held a world record for one person's time in space, a total of 747 days spent over three assignments to Mir, a record that stood until it was broken by a cosmonaut aboard the International Space Station in 2005. This was the next-to-last regular mission to Mir. Born on this day in 1960, Koji Kondo, the man behind the music of Mario and Zelda. And in 1982, Sebastian Stan, the Marvel Cinematic Universe's Bucky Barnes, aka the Winter Soldier, was born. H.G. Wells died on this day in 1946. Tony Jay, who played Paracelsus on Beauty and the Beast, died in 2006. Electric guitar pioneer Les Paul died in 2009. In 2016, actor Kenny Baker, the man inside the R2-D2 droid suit for the first seven Star Wars movies, died. In 1999, John Crichton and friends met a new ally on Farscape.
We are transporting a very dangerous criminal.
What's her crime?
Nothing you need to concern yourself about.
Please.
Gianna.
They won't tell you what I've done because they're embarrassed. You wouldn't consider it a crime.
But we do, and that's enough.
I beg you for amnesty.
We're not a diplomatic ship.
Then use moral authority.
While in 1997, everyone got to meet these guys.
Whoa, Cartman! Looks like you didn't get much sleep last night.
That's because I was having these bogus nightmares.
Really? What about?
Well, I dreamt that I was lying in my bed, in the dark, when all of a sudden this bright blue light filled the room. And then the next thing I remember, I was being dragged through a hallway. Then I was lying on a table, and these scary aliens wanted to operate on me. And they had big heads and big black eyes.
Dude! Visitor!
Totally!
What? Shut up, you guys. You're just trying to make me scared.
As South Park premiered its first episode. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported. And there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor Dot Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.
Ready, Ike? Kick the baby!
Don't kick the baby.
Kick the baby!